Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool mornings and very warm afternoons are a weather story here all the way through the weekend. Cooler weather arrives early next week as Major Hurricane Milton packs winds of 160 miles per hour overnight, now heading to the west central coast of Florida. Good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Wednesday. We're waking up to temperatures in the 50s to mid-60s under a clear sky. A beautiful morning. Plenty of sunshine greets us again today with afternoon highs back in the mid, maybe some upper 80s out to the west of Fort Worth. Wind will be light from the south at 5. Also, an air quality alert is in effect for today. High pressure continues to dominate our weather in the upper levels of the atmosphere, keeping us warm and dry through the weekend. Afternoon highs tomorrow will reach the upper 80s, near 90 on Friday, then low 90s for Saturday and Sunday. Morning lows will be mainly into the 60s. By late Saturday night, a cold front will enter the area. Unfortunately, it's going to come through dry. One thing it will do is knock the temperatures down next week to more fall-like conditions. Afternoon highs Monday will struggle to hit 80 degrees, low to mid-70s possibly on Tuesday. It might even be cooler than that. Morning lows will dip into the 50s by Tuesday and Wednesday morning with a smattering of 40s north and northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's more like it. Shifting gears to Major Hurricane Milton. Milton held its strength overnight last night with maximum sustained winds still at 160 miles per hour as of 4 o'clock this morning. A weakening trend is possible as the storm approaches the Sarasota, Florida, before daybreak tomorrow. Landfall might even be a bit farther south than that. Maximum sustained winds forecast at landfall to be around 130 to 140 miles per hour, still making this a Category 4 storm. Storm surge 10 to 15 feet along its path and points south, 6 to 10 inches of rain. The tornado threat east of the center of circulation and catastrophic wind damage. Milton will cruise across central Florida tomorrow before exiting into the western Atlantic late tomorrow evening into Friday morning. Please say a prayer for the residents of Central Florida. Have a great day today and try to enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.